You're on the air with AM 800 WRTH broadcasting. And thank you for tuning in. Tonight on the show, a ghost of a ghost story. The story of how a story itself can disappear, die, and yet live on as a shadow of its former self. We're not talking about a mere fairy tale or classic of medieval horror from the distant past. No, this is something from today. Only a few years ago. And it goes to show you that sometimes a dead project might just live on. If we can't agree on the existence of ghosts, we can at least agree on a definition. On a base level, you might define a ghost as a remnant of something that once was, but is no longer. I would define it as the spirit of something. But then we diverge into the argument of whether or not people or things have spirits. That's an argument for another time, perhaps. But let me offer you a unique opportunity. An opportunity to see the remnant of something that once existed, but died before it could live up to its potential. And because of that, it had unfinished business. It's a dark story, broken, wandering, and circular. And it just so happens that so is the ghost story itself. And this is the story of that story. There's a genre of video game, somewhat new by gaming standards, called survival horror. Chances are you're familiar with the idea, even if you've never played such a video game, because you probably know something about zombie movies and television shows. After all, from George Romero's Night of the Living Dead to The Walking Dead, zombie stories share a pretty common thread. There are one or more people, and likely only a small group of them if there's more than one person. And they're trying to survive in a world full of zombies that want to eat them. These characters, often literally called survivors even in the context of their stories, have to make their way in spite of limited supplies, strained relationships, and the fact that damn near everything is out to kill them, including the other survivors. That's actually a survival horror game in a nutshell. You're playing the role of one or more of these survivors, trying to get through the game without becoming a banquet for the undead hordes. You have only a few supplies, so use them wisely, because when you run out, and you will run out, it'll be even harder to stay alive. Within the survival horror genre of video games, one series stands as a respected masterpiece of the craft. The series is dark. It's surreal. From the very moment you start a game, you feel a sense of unease. And while crawling evil may vary from game to game, it's the location that provides the basis for the terror. Welcome to the town of Silent Hill. Since the release of the first game for the original Sony PlayStation in 1999, Silent Hill has scared the hell out of gamers for around 10 games now. I'm being purposely vague there because it depends on how you want to count the games as to how many there are. For instance, there was an arcade game and a mobile game as well. For me, I'm concentrating on the console releases, which are Silent Hill 1, Silent Hill 2, Silent Hill 3, Silent Hill 4, The Room, Silent Hill Origins, Silent Hill Homecoming, Silent Hill Shattered Memories, Silent Hill Downpour, and Silent Hill Book of Memories. It's a bit reminiscent of the horror franchises from the 1980s and 90s. After all, I long ago lost count of the number of Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street movies that there are. And then There was that one sequel to Halloween which didn't have anything to do with everything, and it was stupid and bad. And just like those franchises, there are some good Silent Hill video games and some that aren't so good. But I digress. Silent Hill is akin to Stephen King's town of Castle Rock, in that the town itself is the locus of the fear. There's more than one supernatural problem going on in Castle Rock, and each character experiences a different type of horror in Silent Hill. There are some common threads to pull on. The horror is very much a creeping, surreal thing that slowly envelops the characters. A far-off air raid siren wails. Brick walls give way to chain link and diamond plating. I swear to God that building wasn't there before, and why is it getting dark outside? It's only just noon. But the observant listener might have realized that when I listed the Silent Hill games for the consoles, I only listed 9. Didn't I say there were 10? Well, yes, there were. But one is gone. So let me tell you the story of Silent Hill, PT. Have you ever heard about a project that you just know, it's going to be excellent because of who's working on it? Silent Hill PT was one of those projects. Two masters in their fields, video gaming and movie making, came together to work on a game that would be an amazing story set in Silent Hill. Hideo Kojima, the creative force behind classic games like the Metal Gear series, Snatcher, and Police Knots, and Guillermo del Toro, the award-winning director of Pan's Labyrinth and The Shape of Water. Neither of these artists are foreign to the horror genre. Kojima's work on Snatcher brought an invasion of the body snatcher's vibe to a cyberpunk world. Del Toro's early work includes Mimic, a sci-fi horror film, and The Devil's Backbone, an exercise in gothic horror. Indeed, Del Toro's directorial debut was 1993's Kronos, a horror film that was nominated for an Academy Award. You're doing something right when your first film scores an Oscar nomination. Better still, they were working with some serious survival horror star power, with one of today's best-known survivors, Norman Reedus, a.k.a. Daryl from The Walking Dead. Kojima and Del Toro were working with Konami, a major video game studio, to develop the game. Using Kojima Productions' game engine, they created something different than the normal teasers, screenshots, or trailers you'll typically see emerging from gaming studios when they're announcing or promoting a new thing. What Kojima wanted to do was create something immersive that told a story on its own and brought the player into this dark world. He called the idea a playable teaser, and now you know what the PT in Silent Hill PT stands for. You experience the game through the eyes of the character themselves, so it's a first-person view. But this isn't Call of Duty. There's no shooting here. But that doesn't mean there hasn't been any violence. You wake up on a concrete floor and slowly get to your feet. Your walk isn't steady at first, but you stagger towards a door and open it, revealing a hallway. You wander into the hallway and walk down it. The corridor turns to your right, and you pass odd things on the floor. Bottles, cans, broken things are strewn about as if there might have been a struggle. Something isn't right, but nothing seems particularly wrong. Not yet. But listen. The radio is on. And it's talking about a man who killed his family. The lights dim a bit as you make the corner and find another corridor. There are doors along here, but none of them open. The front door is locked. You can't get out that way. You can only continue down the corridor until you walk down a small staircase and open a door at the end, and emerge back into the same corridor as before. As you make loop after loop, wandering down a never-ending hallway, the mood changes. Messages appear on the wall. The radio talks about other families killed by their father. And in the distance, you can hear a baby crying. Things move out of the corner of your eyes. The bathroom door, it wasn't open before. You go to check it out and catch the faintest glimmer of someone just inside before the door slams shut. And that's when you find out that not only is this hallway a weird repetition from which you cannot escape, it's haunted too. The ghost in Silent Hill PT probably garners perhaps 3 to 5 whole minutes of screen time, depending on how long you observe her. But she's fantastic, and she's terrifying. And she's also incredibly pissed off. And she seems to be even more pissed off at you. I won't spoil the whole thing, because if you're into ghost stories, this one is absolutely in the top 5 on my list of all-time greatest. You seriously need to go watch this game. But notice what I said there. You need to go watch this game. It's because this game is gone. All that remains are videos of people playing it. See, no one is talking all that much about what happened, but something obviously happened between Hideo Kojima and Konami. Because not only did Konami end their relationship with Kojima Productions and Kojima themselves, they announced that Silent Hill PT would be removed from the PlayStation Online store at the end of April 2015. If you'd already downloaded it, you could keep it. But you wouldn't be able to re-download it after that, or ever again. This drew incredibly harsh criticism for Konami. Not only because they basically destroyed a work of art in what could easily be described as the corporate equivalent of a child breaking their toys during a temper tantrum, but also because people loved this game. It was short. It wasn't meant to be long. You could finish the thing in 15, 20 minutes. But besides that, many video game critics and publications scored this game among the best in the genre, and indeed, it was listed as one of the best games of 2014, and it was barely a game. It's like it would be the same thing as a movie trailer winning an Oscar for Best Picture. When the subject of the greatest horror video games comes up, you can bet that Silent Hill PT is in the top 10 and often in the top 5. Despite the criticism, Konami didn't listen to its customers, or the outcry of the fans, nor did they bow to the pressure from the trade publications telling them they were making a huge mistake, and indeed, the game disappeared from the PlayStation Store on April 29, 2015. And it hasn't come back. But you can still see it, right there on YouTube. It's not the same though, is it? It's only a vision. It's the remnant of something that was, and is no longer. And just like the game's antagonist, it's a ghost. Thank you for listening, and good night.